What about Jay Cutler? His arm and the problems he presents for defense?
I think it's probably his arm strength. There's no throw that he think he can't make. You know, we came up here last year and I had a chance to play against him. And he is one of those quarterbacks that you know will take a chance. And more times than not, he's going to squeeze it in a tight spot. So the coverage has to be that much tighter.
Does it work to your advantage at all when a guy takes risks? Can you bait him into anything?
You can try. I mean, you only really know the answer to that question after the game. At the end of the day, you try to, and you kind of judge the, you know, judge's arm strength during the game, you know, what chances he's willing to take. But I think in the beginning, we'll probably try to bait him a little bit and, again, see what we can get done.
First touchdown pass by Seattle. You were with the guy. You took this route, and the quarterback threw it to the right route, I guess. Is that how – is there anything you could have done different?
Just play the ball better. That's it. Yeah, and then end of the day, you know, me and him, the ball's in there. At the end of the day, whoever comes down with it wins the route. He won that play. But I could have played the ball better. But, again.
He did throw it to the inside away from, the quarterback.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a quarterback. That's what he's taught to do, and he's a pretty experienced quarterback. If I'm outside, he's going to throw it inside. If I'm inside, he's going to throw it outside. You know, he's been around this league for a while. He's good at what he does. And, again, I had a chance to make the play. I just didn't make the play. And, again, third down, get off the field. Don't let the other teams start fast. You know, those are the things that is the challenge this week. Come out, start a little faster.
You were talking about you need to work as a secondary. Mm-hmm. The tight end has gotten a chair of damage against you guys. What would you say is the deal there?
I didn't know that. So at the end of the day, when you got those guys running those inside routes, you know, maybe at the end of the day, the defense that we run, maybe the coaches feel like we're vulnerable in that spot. So if we see that on film and we do recognize that, you know, we'll probably tighten that up a little bit. But I hadn't realized that the tight ends were getting off that much.
Everybody says Sunday's a showcase for Josh and Jay and Kyle. But what about you guys? If he's going to throw it all around and you guys supposedly, you know, you yourself, in fact, said, this is the best secondary of the NFL on paper. You said that yourself. Is this a showcase for you guys?
Yeah, I hadn't thought about the other stuff that you mentioned until you just said it. You know, I know Jay's coming in and Josh and, you know, Chicago, Denver. But at the end of the day, it's, for my unit, it's about doing our job. Everything else, you know, it kind of falls into place. But as a unit, you know, having all of us back there and being together for the first time against a guy like Jay who is going to throw the ball, it is a chance to showcase, especially after the performance we had last week. You know, those two touchdown passes in the first half, to us, is unacceptable. To me, it's unacceptable. It is a chance to come out and redeem yourself.
Now, I'd like to say the defense, you know, this new defense, is meshing so far after two games besides the touchdowns. A little 3-3
announced
in there, too.
Honestly, I love it. I think our front seven is doing a great job. And at the end of the day, when the ball goes up in the air, the secondary has to hold up to the end of the bargain. We've been getting, you know, second and longs and getting third and longs, and we're not able to get off the field. So at the end of the day, when the secondary does their job, the front seven playing the way they're playing, I think we're going to be okay. And again, I know guys get a little bit impatient. It is the preseason. We're hoping to work those kinks out. And when the season starts, some of those plays we'll eliminate.
What about the front seven? Why are they doing so well?
You know what?
You're not sitting back and watching.
Yeah, but it's a scheme thing. I think the one thing that in this defense that every player on that side of the ball gets excited about is that everybody's going to get a chance. You never know whose number is going to get called. And right now, the front seven, they're flying around, man, hoping their number is going to get called. And I think, you know, if you talk to Coach Nolan, he's going to tell you that. If he sees that you look like you're in the game, he's going to call your number. So everybody's trying to get a chance.
How has life across from Champ Bailey been for you? Do you like
that
coming in?
I haven't felt that much in the first two games. For the most part, it's great. I mean, because I honestly love the challenge. I want the ball to come away. I'm looking forward to it. And the other thing with Champ being over there, it kind of raises that bar. So for me, wanting to get to a respectable level, you know, it was great, honestly. And again, when I'm in a position to make the plays like I was on Saturday night, you have to make them. And it's the difference between being okay and being good. And if our defense is going to be good as a unit, those are plays I have to make.
Is there anything on the wide side of the field? He knows where he's going. Is there anything you could have done on that one?
Honestly, I played soft because I expected safety help. So from the jump at the line of scrimmage, if I know it's just me and him, I would be more aggressive at the line of scrimmage. What would have delayed him a little bit down the field. But I played the play a little soft. And when the ball was, you know, thrown, you know, on a fade route, you expect the ball to be outside. So I'm heavy outside, and when I saw the ball come inside, it's kind of like, how do I cross his body without interfering with him and still be able to make the play on the ball? So a lot of it was trying to make sure I didn't hit him too early and still make a play on the ball. And when I got there, in the beginning, I thought I would be able to catch it, and then late, I said, you know, I'm going to try to play through his hands. And I never saw his hands, so I just ended up swiping. So.
How have the young safeties done the two games?
Great. I think the one thing that even Coach Nolan said today, that they – get a little better every single day. They're eager to learn. They come out there expecting to learn something new, and you see it on film. Those guys, they're starting to pick things up, and they're recognizing things a whole lot faster. So they're doing a great job right now. That's it. Thank you very much.